Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, as we come to the conclusion of our liturgical year, our attention, of course, is drawn to the end of time and to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Actually, this part of our Christian faith has played a very large role in so many of the religious movements in our own country going back 200-300 years, that there has always been a fascination with these last days. In fact, the fascination has become kind of secularized in the production of so many so-called apocalyptic novels or films about major disasters. How do we approach them? And the very term apocalyptic has come to mean utterly destructive, when in fact the Greek word apocalyptic means to reveal, and that is why the final book of our Bible is called the Book of Revelation or the Book of the Apocalypse. That is the complete and total revelation of the will of God for His creation. And so often in our church's history, there have been moments when that event seemed to be very close. In fact, there is that temptation among Christians to try to pinpoint the very time that that was to come, apparently going through sacred scripture, drawing out particular passages that seem to give the clue to understanding when this event would occur. And whenever there is any sort of social or political crisis, there's also a great deal of talk about the end times and the approaching revelation of God through Jesus Christ as the victor. Many of these interests and fascinations have come to nothing. In fact, if you try to pinpoint the very day of that coming, you are turning away from an admonition of Jesus himself that we are not to know the time or the hour that is known only to our Heavenly Father, but rather we are constantly to be prepared for that event whenever it may occur. Now we have to, I think, in thinking of all of those past failures to predict or to get ready for a pictured apocalypse, have failed, we want to avoid another temptation, and that is simply not believing it or not realizing that this is still very much a part of the Christian faith, of the waiting that we do. In fact, the scripture readings for our masses, both on Sunday and during the weekday, for these last days of our liturgical calendar, are filled with a consideration of the last days, the end times, as they can be called. The first readings are taken from the book of Revelation, and the gospel readings taken from the 21st chapter of Luke. For it is not simply the book of Revelation that is concerned with these end times, although that certainly is the most dramatic presentation in sacred scripture, but our Lord himself spoke about these last times, and sometimes in very bright and precise details about the sun refusing to shine, the moon fading, the great fear running through the people. In fact, in the Gospel of Luke, when he describes these events, he tells Christians, though people may run around in fear and anxiety, you as faithful Christians should not act like that, but rather you should stand and lift up your face. For as Jesus says in the 21st chapter of Luke, when you see these things begin to take place, look up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Now, I think that it is important, as the church presents these events to our attention, our consideration, to understand, as faithful Christians, what this could mean and how we are to act. As our Lord says, we are not overcome with fear. We do expect the Lord to come again, and in fact, there are some times when people pray that it come in the next 20 minutes, because for many Christians, this is going to be a day of great deliverance, a day of redemption, when all things will become clear, when our faith and our hope will be fulfilled in the glorious return of our Lord, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth. So Christians, considering this, I think need to react to that article of faith in a number of ways. Number one is to realize that, in fact, this is the goal of all of our Christian life, to be reunited with Christ in all of his glory and to be with him and live in his kingdom that will last forever. We should also approach this end time not with fear and anxiety, but with great expectation and joy. For this is what we pray for and what we hope for every time we celebrate Mass. We celebrate that daily presence of Christ with us, but we also pray, even within the Eucharistic prayer, for a readiness and an understanding that what we know here and now, what we experience of the presence of Christ, draws our attention forward into the future when our Lord will come in all of his fullness and all of his wonderful glory. Therefore, Christians live a life not only of expectation, but one of preparation. A life that is ready to receive the Lord whenever that moment comes. It is a life that draws upon the presence of Christ already among us, especially in the Holy Eucharist and in the sacraments and in sacred scripture, which is the very word of God. And the more that we understand that presence, the more ready we shall be for his glorious coming at the end of time, again, whenever that may be. We are also told by Jesus that there will be many events in the world about us that can be very frightening, unexpected. But he said, do not run about like so many people who claim that the Lord is here, the kingdom is there. But rather, simply say that if this is God's will, I am ready for it. And we are ready when we listen to what the Lord has already told us, especially about how we are to live our lives in this world. And in being faithful to those commands of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall always be ready. Oh, that does not mean that we do not make plans for the future when it may come, or we are careful about our own lives here and now, and we fulfill our responsibilities that we have to ourselves and to others and to the presence of Christ. But it is the character of our life here and now that will determine the character of our moment before Jesus. I think that if we understand that we already live the reality of the presence of Christ, we should have no fear. as St. John said in his first letter, that love casts out all fear. And if you still fear, it is because your love is not yet perfect. And that love, that caritas, which is the heart of our Christian existence, if it is true and deep and responsive to others, what fear have we of anything that would occur around us? But our Lord says also to keep watchfulness. That is, as vigilant Christians, we have to open our eyes and ears to understand what's going around us. What does it mean? What does it call us to? And with open eyes and open ears, when the second coming arrives, when the last day is upon us, we will know that it is indeed the glorious coming of Jesus Christ. If our eyes had been opened to the reality of God's life and God's love around us, our ears open to his commands and to the way in which he speaks to us, that when it actually occurs, we will understand and we will not cry out in anxiety or fear. We will cry out with what really are some of the last words of sacred scripture, "Come, Lord Jesus." We also have to understand that the second coming, in spite of the very melodramatic pictures that have always been drawn about them through human imagination, may be a little like the first coming of Jesus Christ. That momentous occasion when the Son of God took on our human flesh immediately changed human history, but in fact it occurred in a very simple way, in an out-of-the-way part of the Roman Empire, to what would have been considered by Romans as two non-entities, Mary and Joseph. But yet God chose to do this in this simple way, in order that in this simple way human life may be changed from the very depths, not as an external event, but a profound movement of heart and mind, of the internal reality of who we are as made in the image and likeness of God. And it is in contemplating the first coming of Christ that perhaps makes us a little more ready for his second coming. For in that second coming, when the victory of Jesus Christ is fully revealed, we who have attempted to live a very faithful Christian life will know it and recognize it and hear the voice. We will not miss that event, even though it come in very dramatic terms. But when it does occur, we will simply, with St. Therese of the Little Flower, call out, over here we are ready. So as we end our liturgical year, as we consider accurately and deeply the meaning of those last days, let us pray God for that grace, always to be ready, to be filled with thankfulness for what we already know of Christ here among us, and be ready that when he comes to recognize him and simply to say, "Come, Lord Jesus."
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.